Hey guys, it's Kerry with the Walking on the Boulevard podcast. Hope you guys are doing good out there in Elvis land. I'm doing pretty well. I'm actually trying to do a live podcast right now, so we'll see how well this goes. I don't have the time to sit here and edit one, so I'm just going to do the best I can. I got a couple songs, and I got an interview clip pulled up, so I'll be cutting to those throughout this. And I just wanted to give you guys some updates about what's going on at Elvis Week. I got here a couple days ago, and so far, there's a bar or hotel. I'm not really sure what it's something called the arcade that's having live music, and Dad's Place is having live music. So I haven't been to the arcade, but I have spent a lot of time at Dad's Place, which is at the Travel Lodge, or a lot of people will still refer to it as the old Clarion Hotel on East Brooks Road. So just come by there. They have shows every day, starting at usually 6 p.m. We had the contest yesterday, which was the King of Memphis. It was the first ever contest that they put on at Dad's Place, and they had, I want to say, 10 or 11 different participants in the contest, and I was one of the judges, which was really cool. And they also had, I can't remember the guy's name, the guy sitting next to me who was representing the hotel, he was Harold. It was one of Harold's friends. Harold was supposed to do it, and he ended up getting one of his friends to be a judge. And then there was a guy, Craig Morgan, I believe is his name. He has his own festival. He was a judge. And then Jerry Lee Lewis's wife, I can't think of her name offhand, she was also a judge. And I was a judge. So we had a lot of fun. It ended up going to Brooke Wright. He ended up winning it. He did a really, really good job. I liked his first song, and I loved his second and third song. And second place was a guy named Radney Pennington. He's really, really popular. I didn't know he was performing in Branson now, but they mentioned that when he came up. He did a really, really good job. And I can tell you, the table I was at, when we were doing our score sheets, Brooke and Radney were basically neck and neck. It was anybody's guess which one was going to win. Third place was Robert Lutz. He ended up stepping down. There's some pictures showed up online of him kneeling at Elvis's grave, and people were upset. So he stepped down from that. And then I can't remember which one was fourth or fifth, but I think it was fourth place was Chris Collins. I don't have all that information in front of me. I believe it was Chris Collins, so that would move him up to third. And Gabriel Sanders came in fifth, which moved him up to fourth. I'm not sure if they're going to add a new fifth since Robert stepped down. I'm not really sure about that. Nobody's discussed that with me. But anyway, it was a fun contest. I'm hoping they do it again next year, and hopefully they'll invite me back to be a judge again, because I had a blast. I had the camera set up over there in the corner shooting, so the footage that I shot of the contest isn't great because I couldn't stand there. I had to be in front of my score sheet so I could watch and, you know, rate each performer on how they did. But anyway, I did get footage of it, so I'll be posting that on Walking on the Boulevard, my YouTube. Well, actually, I take that back. Right now, I'm limited. I can only post on the Outlaw YouTube page, and my computer's really behind. I haven't been updating it because I don't want to have to get rid of Final Cut Pro. I love editing with that, so I haven't, and now it won't let me upload to the Walking on the Boulevard page on YouTube, but it will still let me upload to the Outlaw page. So the videos will be there, and I'll be sharing them to my regular Kerry Rayburn Facebook, and some of them I'll probably put on Walking on the Boulevard, the Facebook page. But anyway, so just check those places out. I'm going to have videos every day. I'm keeping pretty busy. They got shows here each day from 6 to, I guess, about 2 in the morning. I've been usually shooting the 6 o'clock show and the 10 o'clock show. I haven't shot a midnight show yet. There's so much editing to do that just haven't gotten around to it. And I ended up hanging out the other night with Jason Griffith and a bunch of his friends in his room. We were talking music and talking about doing a music video. He does a lot of old country songs that I like a lot. So we might do that this week. My shoulders bothered me a little bit. Two or three weeks ago, I started having rotator cuff issues with my left shoulder. And it lasted about a week. I couldn't lift my arm more than a foot or so. It was just terrible pain. And it went away, but now it started coming back, I guess because I use this arm for focusing, so it's up in the air a lot, so I guess it's aggravated a little bit. Hopefully it'll feel better. I'm not sure how well I'll be at shooting without a tripod, so we'll see. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play a song for you. This is from the contest yesterday. It's a friend of mine, Manster Spears. He did a really, really good job. So this is him doing, Can't Stop Loving You at Dad's Place, so check it out. little bit of a delay here. That was a great job. I hope this is sounding okay. I'm actually recording. I got the computer blaring the songs, and I just got the cell phone up because it's the only way I know to do it right now without being able to sit down and edit everything individually, and I really don't have time right now with all the other editing I have to do. But anyway, hopefully that sounded good. Mansur did a great job. Actually, when I was doing my own top five, there was four judges, so they have to tally our scores together, so not every judge agrees with everybody. My top five, I can't remember who I had for fifth place, but I believe I had Brooke and Radney basically tied for first place. So whichever one of them, one of them would have had to have been second place. But anyway, and then third and fourth, I don't remember the exact order, but I'd had, it was Joey Trites and Mansur Spears. They were in my top five. I can't remember who number five was. It may have been Gabriel. I can't remember right now. But unfortunately, neither one of those them made the top five, but they did a great job. There were a lot of good performers yesterday. It was tough. But anyway, get back to it. Let me give you an idea of what's happening today at Dad's Place if any of you want to stop by and see the shows. The first show starts at 6 p.m. It's called Today, Tomorrow, and Forever. It costs $20 to get in, but you get a lot for that $20. You get to see Josh Davis, who is also the MC, and he's working hard, too. If you look at his schedule, he is all over the place. Plus, he's doing about 400 shows at Arcade, so he's going nonstop. Him and his wife are doing a great job. Anyway, there's Josh, then there's Mansur. Chris Collins is going to do a show. I think they're each doing 20 minutes or something like that. Another friend of mine, Don Adams, who you've probably seen him perform over at the 10. He's been coming there for years and years. His son used to work for EPE. He was one of the security guards. I took a picture with him the other day and put it on my Facebook, and I had said that he was the lead singer of AC/DC, or not AC/DC, Anthrax, and I was only kidding, but people were like, really? I don't think that's the right guy. But anyway, then Brooke Wright was going to perform, but he's got, there's some health issues in his family, and he had to head back to take care of that. So I'm not sure who they're going to replace him with. It may be Radney. I know I talked to Radney Pennington yesterday asking him when he was performing. I want to say that he said he had a show tonight. So we'll see about that. They may have it updated on Dad's Place on Facebook. So just type that up. You can like their page. Also remember to go to, when you're on Facebook, like the like page for Walking on the Boulevard, because I post videos. I schedule them ahead of time. But there's videos pretty much every hour for, I don't know, maybe every other hour, something like that. I do usually 5 or 6 videos a day on that page, so you can keep entertained, and it's not always new stuff. Some of it's the old stuff, so you might see a Dean Z or a Cody Slaughter video from, you know, the mid-2000s, you know, 2005 or something. So I've got a lot of old stuff I put on there. Anyway, and then it ends, it's supposed to end with Robert Lutz. I assume he's still performing. I'm not really sure. He's the one I mentioned earlier that had the pictures, but he's apologized on his page, so I think everything's good at this point. At 10 p.m., there's another show called Elvis Now. It's going to be Josh Davis. Like I said, this man's working his butt off. Jason Griffith, Rockin' Joey, and Brian Lee Howell. Brian Lee Howell was performing yesterday, and there was a gentleman in the crowd who had slipped and fell down and landed on his knee, and they ended up having to stop the show and get paramedics out there because his knee swelled really bad. I didn't see his knee myself, but I heard that it was really, really bad, and I could see the paramedics working on them. One of them came over to me and asked me what in the world we were doing, and I told him that we were shooting an Elvis show, and he said, man, it's really slow this year. And he said that he didn't think they were even going to shut the road down for Vigil this year. So who knows? I guess we'll just have to wait till the 15th to see. Then last show of the day will be is at midnight. They have a midnight show called I Got Lucky. It's $20 as well, and it's going to be featuring Josh Davis, Australia's Ben King, Joey Trites. That's funny. They got him listed as Rockin' Joey on all the other places, but here they got him listed as Joey Trites. And ending with Robert Lutz. Assuming these, I'm not sure exactly if these performers are in order. Sometimes I think they change the lineup a little bit, but that's who you should see. And you never know, they might pull somebody else up there to do a song or two. Now, don't forget, Wednesday, following day at 7:30, Ronnie McDowell is going to be doing a show. He's been doing a show here off and on for a good while. Mary Jo's friend was friends with him, and she would book him. I've shot a 4 or 5 of his shows. He's a real nice guy. I've interviewed him twice. His son's a great drummer, too. So if you get a chance, come out there and see that. They're going to have 2 different ticket packages. They have a 30 and a 50. It doesn't say on here which one gets you, but I'm assuming the 50 probably gets you closer, maybe. And then tomorrow night, they're going to have another midnight show. If you're looking for trouble, which is Josh Davis, Jordan Poole, Rockin' Joey, and Robert Lutz. And I left something off. At the Ronnie McDowell show, he's got 2 special guests. Finley Watkins, which this kid's been on Ellen, and he was on, I think it was called Little Big Shot, something like that, a while back, which is great. And Gino Mercuri, I think I'm saying his name right. I met him at Tupelo Elvis Festival last year. He did a really good job. He won the kids competition they had going on there, and he thought he did a great job. I interviewed him too. I don't think I've posted it yet. I need to sit down and edit some of that. I've got so much footage left over from last year, it's crazy. You wouldn't believe it. I've got 900 hard drives here that are loaded with stuff that needs to be edited. Anyway, I'm going to do an interview clip for you now. This is a buddy of mine who I've known for years and years and years, and he's helped me out with a lot of my podcast. He's worked on a lot of my projects. I've worked on his projects, which he's got a lot of stuff that's been coming out lately. And he's recorded a ton of new albums because he hasn't been able to do any live shows since the pandemic happened. And unfortunately, him and his family weren't able to come to the U.S. because there are restrictions going on about flying from the U.K., which is where he lives. His name is Colin Paul, and he sent me some interview clips, which I'm going to spread out throughout the week so you guys can enjoy some of that. So this is one he sent me yesterday, so check it out.
Hi, Kerry. You know, I can't believe that we're not in Memphis for Elvis Week this year. Who would have ever dreamed something like this would happen? First one we missed in 20 years. Can you believe that? I certainly can't. It's been like one long vacation since March as far as my singing's concerned, because I haven't done a show since the end of March. So that's driving me crazy and driving me insane a little bit. I don't mind admitting to y'all. The main thing is that we're all keeping well and keeping safe, and we hope you're all keeping well and safe over there as well. You know, we've got a lot to look forward to in the future, and we'll soon be back in Memphis celebrating the life and music of Elvis before you know it. I'm still planning on being there in January, so fingers crossed. As for what I've been doing, well, I've been doing quite a lot of recording. I think I told you this, that I've been doing a few recording sessions. so I kept to my word, and I've been recording several albums. I have a new, brand new country album coming out of original songs in the next month or so. I also have three tribute to Elvis albums. As most of you know, if you're an Elvis fan, you will know that 50 years ago, this very year, Elvis Presley did the Nashville sessions, and he recorded some great songs like Just Pretend and Stranger in the Crowd, Mary in the Morning, etc., etc. So I decided to record an album, a tribute album to those sessions. Well, I got too excited, you could say, and I ended up recording enough material for two albums, so there's going to be two volumes of these Nashville sessions. So I'm really looking forward to these two releases. I've sent you a couple of demos, so you might want to have a listen to them. I've also recorded an album of Elvis love songs of the 60s as well, so you've got a couple of songs there ready to go as well. So they'll be out sometime in the future, but I don't know when yet. But I do know that the Nashville sessions will be out September, definitely by mid-September, and the country album will be out next month also. So that's three new releases in September. So yeah, I've kept myself busy, and on top of that, I've had some fun time with the family, because as you know, I'm not home enough, so it's always nice to be home with the family. I do miss them when I'm on the road, and now, you know, I've had practically six months with the whole family. We're not getting on each other's nerves, but we're enjoying our time together. It's great to be here and watching the kids grow up and trying to keep them busy as well, and we're schooling them from home at the moment. Hopefully they'll be back in September as things start to die down and lockdown becomes a lot more easier over here. I do feel for you guys. I hope things do improve there soon, as I'm sure they will. But like I said, the main thing is for y'all to stay safe. Remember that we love you here in the UK, and we can't wait to see y'all. Thank you.
We miss you too, Colin. We can't believe you guys are not here. Just not hearing him do Hurt and Old Friend, I just can't believe it. I'm so used to hearing those two songs. I can remember when he had decided, he was like trying to figure out what song he was going to end his Memphis shows with. I think a long time ago he would just like pick a random song or whatever, but he was getting such a big crowd reaction to Hurt that he decided that's the song that he was going to start ending his tent shows, I should say. I don't think that's necessarily the song he ends every show with, but he ends all of his tent shows. I should have said that better. Everybody expects that too, and they know if he said that, he could give you his entire lineup and say the last one's going to be a surprise, but we know it's going to be Hurt. But anyway, it sucks not having them here. I'm so used to spending half of my Elvis week over at the Days End sitting at the pool with them, Keith and Linda, and all the other people that hang out there, and to not have that, it's so weird. Like, I got to say, I'm having a good time here, but it feels more like the birthday celebration than Elvis week. It really doesn't feel like Elvis week to me. I went over to the complex a couple of days ago, and I took photos, and I posted them online, and it was dead over there. There was like five people outside walking around, and I'd go in the stores, and there'd be three or four people in there. But if you've ever come to Elvis week, you know that during Elvis week, there's usually people everywhere, and the stores, they'll be loaded, and there's almost no merchandise. They have t-shirts. They have a regular t-shirt, and they have a t-shirt that just says virtual. It's the same t-shirt, but it says virtual on it, and that's it. They have no postcards, no keychains, no buttons, no event guides. I really love those event guides. I've gotten them every year since they started in 2001, so that part sucks, but I'm not going to complain too much. I'm having a good time at Elvis Week. I just wish there were more people here, because I mean it's just weird not seeing everybody. But oh well. Hopefully next year we'll be back to normal. I'm going to wrap this one up here in just a second. I don't have the normal closing song because, like I said, I'm doing this one live. Hopefully this goes over well, because it'd be a lot easier if I could do this during the week than having to sit down and spend a couple of hours editing an episode. But so I don't have Brian Clark's song, so that's a little different than what I'm used to. But I'm going to end this with my friend Jason Griffith, a song from one of his shows that he did here at Dad's Place. It's him doing Luckenbach, Texas. So thanks for listening, guys, and I'll see you next time. Song, got your All right, that's it. As Ava would say, bye.